The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, some new reaction for you from the Kremlin after Russian bombers did this. The warplanes buzzing a U.S. Navy destroyer. Look how close that is. This was in the Baltic Sea. They did it multiple times, coming as close as 30 feet to the USS Donald Cook in maneuvers that the U.S. describes as unsafe and unprofessional. To say the very least, Greg Palcott is following the story for us. He joins us live from London. Greg, this is amazing footage to watch.
Amazing stuff and an amazing reaction from Russia, basically saying, what's the fuss today? But in fact, there have been a history of flybys or near misses between Russia and U.S. and allied military hardware. But as you know, this stuff is remarkable. Russian jet fighters basically doing mock strafing or attack runs on a U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea, the nearest Russian territory 80 miles away. It happened earlier this week. The Russian planes were apparently unarmed, but that didn't matter much. The jets actually buzzing the USS Donald Cook lower than the level of the ship's bridge, close enough to the water to leave a wake. The U.S. commander of the ship today saying his concerns were not about being afraid of the Russians, but about safe and professional behavior in international waters. There was a drill going on involving the U.S. ship and a Polish helicopter. The thinking is that perhaps all this activity was aimed at sending a message to Russia's Baltic neighbor. There has been high tension between Moscow and the rest of the countries in that region since the Ukraine activities by Russia. At a televised call-in show today, Russian President Vladimir Putin declared the West should not dictate terms to Russia from a position of strength, but should act respectfully. The Russian Defense Ministry going on and talking about some of the specifics of the actions this week. They say they're baffled by the reaction of the U.S. They say the jets were on maneuvers. When the jets saw that the ship was in the area, they used precaution and they turned back. Again and again and again and again. Respect indeed, Heather Becker.
Yeah.
Now, this comes from a country, Scott, that shot down an airliner, a commercial airliner, because it impinged on their space. I mean, nothing even this close, and certainly nothing this provocative. I mean, you just have a commercial jetliner, you know, maybe off track a little bit, and they shoot it down. And then you got these jets. I don't know if you saw this footage or not, but, I mean, this is extremely provocative. And kudos for the commander of that ship, not to shoot it down. But even John Kerry said that,
we had every right to shoot them down. We could have shot them down had we chosen to.
Oh, easily. And here they are. I mean, they're unarmed, supposedly. And doing these flybys and stuff like that, I mean, these guys are knuckleheads. And, you know, trying to create, you know, some sort of provocative deal. And then Putin says, well, you know, what's the big whoop? And we're not going to be dictated by them. Oh, yeah, really? But if it was on the other side and, you know, American flyboys were, you know, we're going by them like this, I don't think there would have been any hesitation whatsoever. Of course, America would have been outraged, and Putin would have said, well, look at, you know, we saw this as a provocative act, and we acted on that. And if you've seen these jets, I mean, it wasn't like just, you know, one accidental deal. I mean, this was a purposeful deal. It was provocative. I mean, this whole idea is that somebody says, well, it's unprofessional. How can you characterize something like this? You know, you've got jets. These are, you know, instruments of war, and we want to talk about professionalism. I mean, look at I don't know. it's tough. I think that it was wisdom that kept that commander under control. You know, the discussion will continue, as it always does. It's just about five after.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
We're back with the America just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And when it comes to America's money's answer man, we go to Jordan Goodman. Jordan, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, the big headline, Fed, FDIC, they said no to these living wills being proffered by the big banks' plan for liquidation, huh?
Correct. It's a surprise to most of them. These are the biggest of the big banks. This is J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, State Street, all of them. The only one that got a somewhat passing grade was Citibank. But basically, this is the outcome of the Dodd-Frank financial regulation bill, which was in 2010. That's when it was passed. Now we are 6 years later. They're still kind of rolling this complex thing out. Basically, Jordan, what it tells us is the banks have to pay, if they were to be liquidated, how they would liquidate themselves without getting a bailout from Uncle Sam. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're saying. They did not believe their plans were credible. And they have to go back to the drawing board. And if they don't do it, they're going to have enormous sanctions on all these huge banks.
Now, do we go and relitigate what happened years ago when Dodd-Frank came into play then at that point, or what?
Well, Dodd-Frank is in play. I mean, it's in place. There's no way
it's going to
change it here.
Right, yeah.
But the rules are incredibly complex. I mean, the bill itself, Bill, was about 2,000 pages.
Oh, wow. Obamacare all over again.
Obamacare was another 2,000 pages,
yeah, right. Yeah.
And that has promulgated over 200,000 pages of regulations. And now they're trying to meet all those regulations. And it is this is employing thousands of people, regulators, risk analysts, not anybody doing anything particularly useful, but I guess they get jobs out of trying to meet all these incredibly dense federal regulations.
Exactly. I mean, you imagine, I mean, already when you see the regulations for Obamacare, over 20,000 pages, I mean, what's about 7 foot tall or something?
Right.
You know, on end,
right.
On end. So this
same
is probably, this is like two giants, you know, Nick, maybe even an army of giants of regulations when it comes to paperwork.
And when you get down to it, Bill, what this is supposed to stop is too big to fail, right?
Yes.
That's what the whole idea is. I don't think it's doing it, okay? I think if these guys got into real trouble, I think Uncle Sam would bail them out again, no matter what these regulations say, because they don't want the entire economy to crater. I mean, back in 2008, had Uncle Sam not bailed out AIG, for example, they gave him $180 billion, it would have been over. The entire world economic system would have collapsed. So they didn't want that to happen, and that was a good thing. And they paid it back with interest. So they don't ever want that to happen again. But if it really came down to it, are the feds going to say, no, we're not going to give you a bailout here. You know, we have to stick to our principles. No, they're going to bail them out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why are we fooling ourselves? We're just politically posturing here, aren't we?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we saw what happened. They didn't bail out Lehman Brothers, and it almost brought the whole system down. So I think they've learned their lesson. So it makes people feel good. We're not going to have a bailout for the big banks, but the reality is if it really got down to it, they would. Now, the banks are in much stronger position now than they were back in 2008. So I think that's a good thing. They've got more capital. They're taking less risk. You know, I think, if anything, it's the opposite. People are too tight, too conservative these days. It's really hard to get loans. both small business loans and individual loans from banks because they've got all these regulations all over them.
Kind of ironic, you know, they were given money, you know, from us, we the people, so that they would loosen up, you know, their wallets a little bit, and it did just the opposite. I mean, it's amazing when the government comes in, these unintended consequences and these opposite reactions than what these brainiacs predict for us, right?
Yeah, well, in this case, I mean, we did, during the TARP, we gave each of the big banks, what was it, $25 billion, I guess, something like
that?
Yeah,
whether they wanted it or not.
Whether they wanted it or not, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, I mean, that was the point of leverage, saying you've got to lend it out, okay, because they didn't do it. They held on to it, made their capital cushion better. But, I mean, they'll lend out to AT&T and Exxon or something, but, you know, Joe Average Pizza Sharp on Main Street, forget it. I mean, it's really, really hard for individuals. And that's the impact of what we just saw with the Federal Reserve and the FDIC yesterday, is all these new regulations make it even harder for banks to lend. They have to have more capital, more paperwork, you know, giving people a harder time. That's
right.
Not what the economy needs. This is hurting the economy. It's hard for individuals to get mortgages, get credit cards. It's hard for small businesses to get loans. So there's like this whole alternative financing system that is rising up to offset the inability of people to get loans from traditional banks.
And that's where the rubber meets the road here as far as the consequence that it has to Main Street. I mean, this is all being done up in the penthouses of these major banks, and we, the people, the peons down below, are being subjected to whatever they come up with.
Exactly. I mean, I've given you an example before, and this is directly relevant here.
Yeah.
Small businesses that want to renovate their real estate in one way or the other have a really, really hard time getting loans from banks. So they're going to the private market, which are called commercial mortgage bridge loans.
Yeah, right.
And they get a 6%, they pay a 6% yield over a one-year time frame. They get their projects done. They don't have to deal with the banks all the time trying to convince them to do it. There's a website for people who want to invest in something like that, which is commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. So it works for investors who get 6%. It works for the people borrowing. But it cuts the bank out because they're not participating in these kind of things.
Exactly. Well, only because you brought up the investment aspect, we're starting to hear more about gold these days. Where are you at on that?
Well, gold's had somewhat of a move. It's up to about $1,250, something like that. It's okay in a small portion of the portfolio, 5%, 10%, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the overall trend in the world today is deflationary. Prices are falling.
Yes, right.
Gold doesn't do well during deflation. Gold does well during inflation, right? Mm-hmm. If deflation's happening, interest rates are falling, there's less economic activity, that's not good for gold. Okay, so I'm not a big fan on gold, you know, going up.
Well, how long are we going to be on this deflationary track? I mean, this is something...
I'd say at least another decade.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, this
thought,
is long-term stuff, Bill.
Yes,
you know,
that's
what
I thought.
We have a slowdown in demand from China, and that's mean less... prices. And just yesterday, Peabody Coal, the largest coal company, just went bankrupt.
Yes, we just went bankrupt, exactly.
And Arch Coal and other coal, all the coal companies are going bankrupt. This is deflationary stuff.
Well,
and I think it's
going
a lot further to go. Oil's rebounded a bit to about 40 from 25, but lot less than 100.
Right, exactly, without a doubt. Well, you know, I thought it was quite interesting getting back to our main story here regarding these living wills. I like the way they put that, the living wills for these big banks, right? And as you mentioned, they've got a certain amount of time. I think it's till October the 1st.
Correct.
To fix this problem. If they don't get it fixed, then supposedly the big hand of the hammer of the government is going to come down on them.
So what that would mean is asking the banks, well, ask, they don't ask, requiring the banks to have more capital, more regulations. They might restrict the dividends they can pay, restrict executive pay. This is what happened during TARP. Remember, they took $25 billion, but in result, in return, they restricted executive pay and dividends and all kinds of things. That's why the banks wanted to get out of it as fast as possible,
right?
Because they wanted to be able to pay themselves big salaries and pay dividends and so on. So there's a tremendous hammer over their head, as you put it.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's ever done this before. This is all new territory. So what's going to satisfy the regulators? Who knows? Because they've never seen this thing before either.
Well, about a minute left. A move, aggressive move about Puerto Rico here. Let's wrap something up real quick in about 30 seconds.
So they've got $72 billion in outstanding, by far the largest municipal issuer. There's a bill going through Congress which might allow them to restructure their debts. Right now, they're a commonwealth. They're not a state, so they're not allowed to go bankrupt. If it happens, an awful lot of people are going to lose a lot of money, $72 billion. And the hedge funds and all the owners of that debt are fighting back, saying, if you do this, you're breaking a contract, basically. It's going to hurt all municipal issuers. So we'll see how it works out. But it's a disaster, a train wreck unfolding in front of our eyes.
Well, we'll pick it up with our next discussion. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez. Your calls, your opinions, Bill Martinez.
It's all about you, just the way you like it. And as if this is not enough, don't forget we got Mucho Mas on Facebook Live. Mucho Mas Martinez coming up at about 12:15 this afternoon. That would be Eastern time. And we'll be on Facebook Live and listen to your comments, give you a little summary of what we talked about on today, the anniversary and birthday of our third President of the United States of America, one Thomas Jefferson. Just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour, it's time to talk health care, and there's so much to talk about. It seems like ever since Obamacare came into being, it's so difficult to keep up with it. And, of course, our next guest, Twyla Brace, can help us understand maybe a little bit more. President of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom. She is a certified public health nurse. She provides commentary for the one-of-a-kind Health Freedom Minute, provides testimony at the state legislature, meets with members of Congress just for fun because she has nothing better to do, right, Twyla? And especially go, and they see, yeah, I know, just for fun, I know. But hey, and especially in light of this whole healthcare deal, you know, co-ops are unwinding. Whatever is remaining, we've been recently told, are on life support right now. Boy, I'll tell you, this whole healthcare system, I know the GOP has been talking about repealing and replacing, but there's many Americans saying, hey, replace it with what, and let's do it sooner than later.
Yes. Obamacare is complex, particularly in people's minds, although sometimes I think we've come up with something called Obamacare 1 and Obamacare 2.
Yes.
So Obamacare 1 is what people know about for the most part, which is, you know, the mandate, the penalty, the exchanges, the ban on pre-existing condition, you know, all of those insurance pieces, maybe the narrow networks, higher deductibles, higher co-pays, higher premiums, all that kind of thing. But I think, and they've heard of the co-ops, perhaps, and by the way, since you mentioned that, there's only three of them that are profitable of the 24 that got started, and there's expectation that those that haven't already shut down, except for those three, might also shut down. But Obamacare 2 is the part of Obamacare that most people don't know about, and that is where our greatest concern is now, because it's happening outside of people's understanding. And so they're not even thinking about it. They're not looking at it. But in short, it is the way of rationing care through transforming completely the delivery of health care away from paying for doctors, you know, for the actual services provided, towards paying for doctors in lump sum payments and bundled payments and according to reporting of scores and all of this sort of thing, which is happening sort of outside the patient's view, and the electronic health records and the reporting requirements are being used to drive that transformation into really a system where the doctors in the hospitals will find a need to ration care in order to remain fiscally sound.
Exactly. Well, Twyla, the president insisted, Democrats insisted, there would be no rationing. Everything that he insisted wasn't going to happen is happening now, including this. And as you say, it's kind of happening in the seams and in the background. And is it any wonder? I mean, you know, you've got 2,800 pages that has led to thousands of pages of regulations. And it's like Obamacare is being written on the job here and, you know, on the fly. It's like, oh, we got a problem here. Let's try and fix it. We don't need to go back to Congress. This is all being done, you know, through HHS, right?
That's right. So there's 2,700 pages of Obamacare, the law, and there are well over 20,000 pages of Obamacare rules. And I went into McConnell's office and stood next to their big stack of them, and I was in heels, and I put my arm way up, and I still couldn't reach the top. So you can tell, you know, just how amazingly huge the stack of regulations are. And regulations are written by bureaucrats who aren't elected, and the majority of our laws in this country are written by unelected bureaucrats, and that's what's happening with Obamacare. So the rationing that you talked about, indeed, in the law it says healthcare cannot be rationed on the basis of these certain things, but that's not how it's going to be rationed. And you can say in a law that, you know, none of this will be used to ration care specifically, but the doctors in the hospitals who may or may not be able to survive according to whether they're willing to divvy out this money over a variety of patients or over a variety of care, they will make decisions. And because you are not paying the bill, you're not going to ask questions. And even if you do ask questions, you may find out that you can't get it. You know, I was in a hospital visiting someone several months ago, mm-hmm. and I overheard a nurse talking to a patient. And this nurse was saying to this patient, well, your doctor can't override your health plan's orders. I thought, wow.
Yeah.
See, that's where we're going, where the government exactly. and the health plans work together, and then the doctors aren't really acting as doctors anymore. And because you don't pay the bill, you're out of power as well. So we have to transform the system back to where the patients and the doctors are in control, and the patients ask questions because they have a financial stake in every decision that's made.
Exactly. Well, this has kind of almost become politically Pavlovian, in as much as that people will do that which they get rewarded for. The doctors have to do what pays their bills. And if the government says, hey, we'll pay you for this, we won't pay you for this, the bell goes off when they do the right thing, and the bell doesn't go off when they don't do the right thing. And they look in their register, they see money when they do the right thing, and when they don't, they don't, and they find themselves out of business. Now, this leads us into this next episode, and maybe a derivative of Obamacare Part 2, is Medicare's bundled payment program. And again, we're looking at a coercive experiment on us, the patients.
Right. So in Obamacare, remember you always heard about the death panels, right?
Yes.
And there definitely is IPAB, which will say, you know, this will be paid for and this won't, the Independent Payment Advisory Board. And that's true, but that has not gotten started yet. But what has gotten started is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. But take the term innovation and put in there research, because that's what's happening here. This center, which is being funded, established by Obamacare, funded by Obamacare, funded by taxpayers, right, is doing experimentation on patients. And when you look at the rules that they're announcing, they say that these experiments, these pilot programs, these tests will perhaps inform future Medicare policy. So they're doing these with the idea that they will not only do it for this particular treatment that they're doing it on now, but that they will just spread this across all treatments in Medicare. So the current one, which started April 1st, is on joint replacement of lower extremities, so hip and knee joint replacements in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And what they say is they are forcing 800 hospitals in 67 metropolitan areas to participate. Now, I know that the hospitals don't want to participate because I read the final rule, and they were addressing the concerns that hospitals said that you cannot by law force us to be part of this program, and they spent 3.5 pages explaining why they could, or at least trying to explain why they could, right?
Right.
But what's going to happen here is that the federal government is going to define an episode of care, and they're going to decide what an episode of care should cost. And then if the hospital goes above and beyond that episode of care in spending, the hospital has to pay the government back. If the hospital spends less than what the federal government says an episode of care should cost, the hospital will receive a reconciliation payment. So when you talk about Pavlovian, right?
Yes.
That all along the sphere of care, because they have no idea how expensive this patient is going to be from the start to the end, all along they must think about how to reduce every cost, because they never
it's
know
all about
gonna...
cost. It's all about cost containment. Twyla Braves, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, as always, keeping us up to date. 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence, but is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give me answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're coming at you in over 270 markets across this country, 3 hours every day now from 9 to noon. Hey, and don't forget our after show that Scott calls Mucho Mas Martinez, about 10-15 minutes commentary, kind of reviewing the hits, what we've talked about today. It gives me a chance to brag on our guests as well. And also it gives you an opportunity to, text me. Let me know your thoughts and get involved in the conversation by all means. And so that usually comes up at about 15 minutes after we're done, about 12:15 Eastern time. So join us for Facebook Live, the after show, Mucho Mas Martinez. Hey, it is time of that week, and it's that time to bring on the one and only Coach Collins with us, Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, and Admin Professor. So it's always good to have Coach with us and his perspective. Coach, how you doing?
Doing very well, Bill. Doing very well.
Hey, we got your website down now. The coaches team. The coach. Make sure we put the in there. Got to have that adjective article in there, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Coach. I'm sorry, I stepped on you.
Yeah, I'm saying it's thecoachesteam.com, and that was my fault. I didn't make it clear enough. But
well, that's okay. It's all right. You know, hey, but we're getting it. It's all a process. He's in a real rebuilding phase. But that's where you need to go to be in the flow of the know as far as the things that Coach is talking about. Coach, before we get into this, because there's a lot of stuff going on in New York and with what's going on with the Trump campaign and also Corey Lewandowski being released. But, hey, I want to run by you because you being a military guy like me and watching this stuff, I, like you, was probably shocked to see these Russian fighter jets buzzing, a U.S. Navy destroyer, like, just for kicks. Are you kidding me? I mean, what is all that about?
Yeah, I was actually more non-response and the double talk from the administration than it was the Russians. The Russians are thugs. We've talked about this before. I mean, a guy like Putin looks across the table and he sees Obama, a weak, little nebbish, and he's the type of kid. He sees the type of kid that he used to take his lunch money from in grade school, and nothing's changed. So, I mean, to listen to some hack from the Joint Chiefs, I think it was, telling us all about how, well, it's okay, it's not bad, we're not at war with Russia or anything. And, you know, I said to Jane, my wife, that they wouldn't get away with this even with Clinton, with Bill Clinton, let alone Bush, either one of the Bushes or Reagan. I mean, it's just a sign of the times. It just goes to show you how little respect the world has for Barack Obama and, by extension, the United States.
Well, you know, Coach, I know there's rules of engagement, but still, you know, for that commander of that destroyer to exercise restraint, I mean, these fighter pilots, I mean, they're coming in, they're like within 30 feet, you know, they're setting a wake on the water. I mean, they're really low, I mean, rather provocative, and here it is, by comparison, the Russians, you know, shoot down a commercial jetliner because it impinged, you know, a little bit in their airspace. And we're just letting them fly by like a bunch of cowboys here. And it wasn't just like, hey, you know, I got off course, you know, lost my way here. I mean, this was intentional. They were, you know, they're being bozos here and could have started something. I mean, they're putting a lot at risk here. And could have started something, you know, that would have been a lot grander than just a bunch of squirrely fighter pilots.
Well, I wish I could agree that they could have started something, but they have read Obama perfectly, and they know that he wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was pretty provocative. I'm watching this, and I'm like you. I'm cringing, too, and just thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, what's going to happen here? Because these guys... I mean, you're messing around with some serious stuff. I mean, and the way John Kerry, I mean, I love this coach. I mean, the words that he uses, it's just not very professional.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I mean, I didn't realize that being provocative when you're talking about million dollars worth of, fighter equipment here, you're putting at risk that all of a sudden, you know, it's like professional. Look, the military is there to break stuff up. You know, that's what they do. It's break stuff. I don't know about how you break stuff up professionally. Is there a way to do that professionally, Coach?
Well, Kerry was just talking the way they did on the deck of the Swift boat.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, real quick, before we get into everything Trump here, Corey Lewandowski, Florida prosecutor says there's nothing there.
Of course, there never was anything there. And the prosecutor in Palm Beach County was smart enough to dodge that. He didn't want to be another Mike Nifong. For those who forget, Mike Nifong was the local district attorney that self-immolated and destroyed himself professionally, personally, and professionally, trying to play Inspector Jovert to the Duke lacrosse team, and
yes,
pressing nothing when there was nothing there. So at least this guy has learned his lesson.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, Coach, as a journalist, I mean, Michelle Fields, we've known her to be, you know, fairly credible over the time, and to do something like this. I mean, what happens to her? I mean, does she go looking to CNN? I mean, she's kind of, you know, catapulted herself and maybe has created a barrier to entry to some of the conservative portals. What do you think?
Well, I think that maybe she was looking for a big case here so that she could apply to for Social Security disability as, you know.
Well, this is, yeah, and this is all conjecture. I just... Because from what I understand, the boyfriend was the one that, you know, kind of ignited this tweeting, you know, escapade. and maybe the boyfriend kind of you know, gambled with her career, possibly. I don't know. It's all conjecture. But I'm sorry for. I feel sorry for her.
Bill, is this the number 15 in the list of times when Trump is definitely wrong? He's definitely wrong in this. Oh, he's
oh, yeah, right. Yeah. He's fire Lewandowski. Yeah, exactly. The whole deal.
Yeah, like some of the well, let's name them. I mean, Levin and Limbaugh was on that that train too, and of course. Flick Teddy Cruz and Kasich immediately dump them. You know, now they all have ostrich egg on their face, but it doesn't make any difference because it's all going to be over in a couple of days.
You know, and I think that what happens here, Coach, as you and I have talked about this, you know, with Donald Trump, you're not lukewarm about Donald Trump. You either love him or you hate him. I mean, you know, for me, as, you know, in the position that I'm in, I try to maintain a level of objectivity because I'm trying to bring, you know, all the elements together here, and I want to be careful about that. I give space whether it's you know, whether it was Ben Carson that we were talking with or Ted Cruz and that sort of thing, just so that we can kind of, you know, let's ferret out the facts here. But clearly there are some people that are so anti-Trump that, you know, they're seeing it through their heart. They're not really seeing it through their eyes. Because when I saw that video initially, I just said, well, I'm not getting this. And then you find out that she went around two Secret Service agents, you know, and why those Secret Service agents let her, you know, she's diminutive. I mean, you know, she gets around two Secret Service agents. Are you kidding me? I mean, that doesn't say much about the protection around Donald Trump, regardless of, you know, that she's a reporter looking for another question or not. But, you know, it just, you know, like I said, I looked at it and I just, you know, I'm not saying this. This is why I think, you know, and again, it's pure conjecture that the boyfriend may have gambled, you know, with her profession. And that's a bit dangerous, as we know. Our conversation with Coach Kevin Collins, it's Everything Trump. Coming up when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This report is brought to you by Iroko Pharmaceuticals, LLC. A new nationwide survey sponsored by Iroko reveals that only 3 in 10 Americans who experience pain feel that their symptoms are completely controlled, and only half of pain medication users feel confident that the medications they take are the safest and most effective for their pain symptoms. The survey also showed a lack of awareness and understanding about commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, including the risks associated with them. The Understanding America's Pain survey shows that 47% of those surveyed do not know what NSAIDs are, and only 27% of medication users were aware of FDA recommendations regarding NSAIDs. Dr. Clarence L. Young, Senior VP and Chief Medical Officer of Iroko.
The FDA recommends people use the lowest effective NSAID dose for the shortest duration possible because of the serious cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks associated with these medications. If you are in pain, it's important to talk with your doctor about which pain management option is best for you.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the things, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with the one and only Coach Kevin Collins continues. His brand new website, thecoachesteam.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. Hey, Coach, you're there in New York. You know, gosh, my favorite city. I mean, I was born and raised in California. I have all my friends. Of course, I'm living in Florida these days. But all my friends in California, I just love New York. My first visit to New York, I just love the city. I love the rhythm, the heartbeat of it all. And, of course, last night it was on full display there in the Bronx with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders going toe-to-toe. If the burn would have been this animated out the box, we might have a different story based on what we saw last night, Coach.
Well, we still may have a different story because Clinton has admitted now that she will have to rely on superdelegates to get the nomination, which is a big, concession, admission on our part.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they're pointing to the Republicans and all, you know, this potential, you know, contested convention and all the stuff that's going on. But meanwhile, they've got a pending disaster of their own. Let's not even talk about, you know, any possible indictment and what the FBI decides to do there. I think either something happens to where she's indicted or the exposure of the administration, Barack Obama, and the whole system is going to really turn America upside down because they're going to see that this thing is fixed. The fix has been in, and I think it's going to be a hard pill to swallow going into this 2016 election cycle. But the other thing that I found that was quite provocative, and I try to bring it up a couple times, and I keep forgetting it, and maybe because it was just so astounding to me, when Hillary Clinton was talking about Libya, Coach, she says that she, too, wants to bring, you know, she wants to give democracy to the Libyans. I'm going, it's not within your power to get them, you know, but again, you know, to me, that was just so so exposing. It was such an exposition of progressives' mindset that they think it's in their power to dole this out, that they're going to dole democracy, what their understanding of democracy is or socialism or whatever it is that they want to call it, you know, some, you know, goodwill deal that's within their power because they have a better idea of how we should be governed. And it's them. It was so empirical. I thought, oh my gosh, how arrogant for her to make that statement. And that just went by Wolf Blitzer and the CNN team like nothing. She just, you know, nobody calls her out on it. I thought that was astonishing, Coach.
Well, why would they call her out on it? They agree with it. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the deal. They're so accepting. And, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't know. You know, America, if this is starting to make you feel more uncomfortable or not, because, you know, the nature of this information age that we're in, it's all right there. And so if you choose to be ignorant, you'll be ignorant, and you'll say silly things, and you won't know your civics lessons, and we'll continue on this trajectory that we're on, which is very dangerous, that 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. But it's important that you listen up and you hear what these politicians are saying, because they will tell you what they believe. And even like Barack Obama, people say, well, I didn't think he really meant that. What do you mean he didn't think he meant that? I mean, you know, it's kind of like in the Middle East. You know, people come to you and say, hey, coach, I hate you. I want you dead.
Yeah.
Oh, how much more do I need to hear?
True.
Very. So anyway, so Trump, here it is. We've got the Democratic Party. I mean, they've got their messola that they're dealing with. And as you say, Hillary could be greatly exposed, because then it's all about the superdelegates, which they rigged beforehand, which she paid for, that we're finding out that all this stuff was all, you know, was all ginned in the mix. And now you've got Bernie's people who are just as excited about their candidate as they are for Trump, and they're all just saying, well, you know, Trump's people are going to cause a riot in Cleveland. What do you think is going to happen with the Democrats? You know, when Bernie's people realize, hey, look, at the fix has been in, it's been an unfair playing field, and this guy, even though he may be a couple of million popular votes overall behind Hillary Clinton, the delegate count, whoa, I mean, it's close, coach. And I mean, what are they, 4 points apart from each other in New York right now?
They're very cool, but she's pulling away in New York.
Oh, she is now?
She's pulling away in New York. Last night, I think it was ABC, said that she's at 47-30. So we'll have to see. I mean, now look, she's not going to lose New York. She's going to do very well in New York. But you have to remember that it's a closed, we have one of the few true closed primaries here in New York. So only Republicans can vote Republican, and only Democrats in the Democrat primary. So she will do very well. He will not. I think that could be a turning point for Hillary Clinton on Tuesday, an upward turning point.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, you and I were talking about this off the air earlier about Donald Trump and, you know, potentially what New York will bring him. In fact, you know, he's pulling away. And this is creating what I'm sensing, this coast-to-coast tsunami that's starting to, you know, generate in terms of momentum for him. I mean, if he does in New York what it looks like he's going to do, I mean, this could seal the deal for him.
Well, sure. I am very familiar with New York state politics, and as soon as I began to focus on the Republican primary here, it occurred to me that I don't see any district, any congressional district, that Cruz can win. I don't see anyone that Kasich could win. You would say Kasich would be a natural fit in Manhattan. However, Trump owns Manhattan, so that's that. I think that it'll be funny. There'll be some districts in predominantly African American areas. They get to vote too. Trump will win like 115 to 23 because there just aren't many Republicans in these districts. But once you move upstate, that's all Trump territory all the way. So when you get to Erie County, where Buffalo is, there's a very active pro-Trump movement up there with a local millionaire, Carl Palladino, and a local Republican congressman, Chris Collins, leading the way. So, look, it's possible that Cruz finishes third in New York. Now, once he finishes third, or even if he somehow ekes out ahead of Kasich, but neither one gets any delegates, that's it. That's finished. Because he's finished. Because Trump will just, I'm sure he'll be smart enough to start saying, look, I'm not running against Kasich or Cruz. They're out of it. It's impossible for them to get the number of delegates. I'm running against Mitt Romney. position where he can steal the nomination and lose in November. And I think that that logic will sell very well.
Well, Coach, anybody other than one of these three candidates, I mean, and I was talking with another political strategist here earlier this week. You know, after the convention, end of July, you have no time. If you are not already there in the forefront, how are you going to pick up any kind of momentum, build a brand, and I don't care if you've got the entire Republican Party behind you. You just don't have enough time to go out and be a viable candidate and a force in this election because of early voting and everything else comes into play. There's no way.
Bear in mind, 206. That's the number of Electoral College votes Romney got last time, and if they pull a stunt and take the nomination away from Trump, because he's going to win it outright, but if they find a way to steal it from him, 206. 206 is all they're going to get.
Yeah. Well, here it is. I mean, it's. I mean, as it is right now, any of the candidates, I mean, even Cruz. Cruz has been saying that, you know, head-to-head with Hillary, some of the polls not validating his contention that he's the only one, or Kasich as well, because he just doesn't have enough critical mass in order to assemble enough electoral votes to be able to, you know, to truly win. But, you know, I know a lot of people are getting war-weary, I guess, in a sense here, over this, or at least campaign-weary on this thing, and they just kind of like, hey, okay, let's make up our mind. We need to get behind a candidate here and move forward on this thing. So that's what I'm just kind of sensing. New York is just going to really set the temperament here and really move the country and make it definitive so that we're not having to go to Cleveland for a contested convention, because I don't see how the Republican Party really wins in a contested convention. And that's why I have a problem with John Kasich on this deal and anybody else looming, especially somebody looming on the outside, whether it's Mitt Romney or any other establishment type that thinks that somehow they can steal this nomination. I think it'd be a huge, huge issue, like you say, Coach.
Yeah, look, this time, Wednesday morning, everything changes. Everything's different. So all of this foolishness about Cruz winning, you know, against Hillary Clinton. And look, I've seen that a Fabrizio Lee poll that shows Hillary Clinton 45-44 over Trump. That's nationally. And Trump hasn't even gone after her. Okay, exactly. He hasn't even started on it. She's a target-rich environment. And no other Republican would be allowed by the media to go after her.
Well, Coach, we're all wrapped up for today. Thank you so much for being with us. TheCoachesTeam.com, that's where you want to go. This is Bill Martinez.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.